community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Human League, stars of, among many, stars of this year's Brentwood Festival. And we have one of the organisers, Laurie Edmonds. Laurie is no stranger to Phoenix, of course, in the studio right now. Hello, Laurie.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thanks. Long time no see. It's been a while.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me down today to talk about the lineup for this year's festival.
Anytime, anytime. And it's a good lineup. Let's talk a little bit about the history of the festival, because it's been going for years and years in Brentwood, but the last 5 years have been very interesting because it's been a big, big thing here at the Brentwood Centre.
Well, it has. I think it's an event that's grown in stature every year. We're seeing our audience levels go up and up every year, and the quality of our lineup is going up every year as well. And it's really become that event that's put us on the map.
It certainly has been a lot of people talking about it. We've been covering it, of course, every year that it's been at the Brentwood Centre, and I think we might have covered it while it was at the White Horse a long time ago, because it grew out of a beer festival, didn't it? It started as the Brentwood Beer Festival and then the Beer and Music Festival, and now it's just the festival.
Absolutely. It's made that subtle shift from being a beer festival with a little bit of music to being a music festival with a little bit of beer. We're obviously very happy to have the Brentwood Brewing Company on board as our sponsors again this year, and there's, of course, going to be the massive beer tent, as we have every year, but we're hoping that we'll have a lot of people out on the field dancing away.
Yeah, let's talk about the beer, because there is a massive tent, there's loads of barrels, and I think in previous years they've had over 100 real ales, is that right?
Absolutely, and I think the Brentwood Brewing Company does a great job. They not only put on their own beers, but they actually source beers from all over the country, so it's a real opportunity to have a flavour from across the UK.
Yeah, of course, this is no beered up drunk fest, of course. This is a family thing. There's obviously, it's not just about the beer. There's lots of there's lots of soft drinks, but there's lots of family entertainment as well.
Absolutely, and we're really excited this year. We're partnering with a charity, and they're actually going to be running the children's area for us, and we're going to have lots of free activities, have a go, little events for the kids to do while the parents are out having a boogie on the field.
Right, okay. So, in previous years, they've had the fairground as well. Is that coming back this year?
Yeah, the fairground is coming back again, and we've got a festival market. If you want to have a little browse around, do a bit of shopping, get a funky hat to wear, get some vintage clothing. We're going to have a world food village, so we've got everything from exotic burgers to curries.
Right, okay. So that was there last year as well, wasn't it? I think the food was well talked about last year. It was one of the popular things, because it was a little bit more unusual. It wasn't just burgers and fairground food, whatever that is. It's a bit more unusual, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Well, we listen really carefully every year to the feedback that our audience gives us. And the one thing that they were asking for was a greater variety of food outlets. So we think that we've delivered on that. So we've got gourmet burgers. We've got baguettes, we've got burritos, we've got whatever you want this year.
And vegetarian options as well?
Absolutely.
Can't forget that. We've got a vegetarian in the studio, maybe a vegan as well. We'll be talking more about that in the second hour. We got the fairground as well. I mean, the great thing about the fairground, I'm past the age now where I have a whole load of friends who might want to go to the fairground with me. I think that's sort of a couple of decades ago. But you get a fantastic backdrop. You're on the stage or you're at the front of the stage. You turn around and you just see this fairground lit up, and it looks like something out of a sort of Japanese science fiction film. It's absolutely brilliant with the lights. That all going to be in the same place this year?
Definitely. And like you say, as soon as it gets dark and you've got all the rides lit up, it is a fabulous backdrop.
Excellent. Okay, so what else have we got aside from the music? We've got camping.
We've got weekend camping, and whether people want to bring tents or whether you want to go a little more upscale and bring your motorhome or your caravan, that's absolutely fine.
Oh, you can do
fine.
That. Could you do that previous years?
Absolutely. But we don't have any electricity or water hookup for people, so you know it's a bit rustic. But if you come prepared, you can have a perfectly fine camping experience.
Well, there's toilets on site. There's bottles of water. There's showers on site.
At the Brentwood Centre, and this year we've actually incorporated into our VIP area luxury loos. So we've got proper posh loos this year, complete with sinks with taps, you know, proper taps, and hair straighteners and hair dryers, so that you can look your best all through the weekend.
Yeah, now I'm going to try and be objective about this. I'm not going to say something if it's not true. I don't think the loos were that bad actually last year, because I've been at the Reading Festival several years. Reading 1999 was something you never forget. I think the actual quality of the loos, if you're a festival virgin, you haven't been before, you might be surprised. It's not quite as bad as you think it's going to be.
Well, thank you for that hearty endorsement.
It's not bad. Oh, well, this is important. People want to know things like this, you know. So the first thing they think about is, oh, festivals. Yeah, isn't that place where they have those horrible toilets?
Well, the nice thing about our luxury loos, if you are somebody who's a little bit phobic about your toilets, we are going to have wristbands, so you can get an all-day wristband to go in and out of the loos as much as you like, or you can do pay as you go.
Right, okay.
Not sure that's the right phrase to use or not.
This is for the VIP thing, isn't it?
For the VIP, yeah, absolutely. But anybody can have access to the luxury loos if that's something that really matters to you.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so there's lots going on aside from the music. What we're going to do is we're going to play one of the acts, and then we're going to come back and we'll talk about the music, which, of course, for a lot of people is the main event. So there's probably someone from Brentwood on the Sunday night. Who would that be, possibly? Do you know which one I'm looking at here? Who's from Brentwood? Is it Pixie Lott?
It is indeed Miss Pixie Lott. Yeah.
That's a pretty good... how do you manage to persuade Pixie to come down? She's quite busy at the moment. She's doing her... she's doing all her telly stuff. Obviously, she's got recording career. She's got her Italia Conti dancing school in Chelmsford as well. Pretty busy. So that must have been a bit of a coup to have got her.
Well, it was. You know, well, our event is held in aid of charity, and I think that was a real draw for Pixie. We are thrilled to have her on the stage this year and part of our lineup, because she's a great performer, and it's good for her to come back and perform in her hometown.
Yeah, but she's delighted about that. Okay, let's play some Pixie, and then we'll come back. We'll have another chat with Laurie. That was Pixie Lott and Mama Do, one of her many number ones. Not sure how many number ones she's had. She's
absolutely
had three. It's not bad. Chart-topping musician there. And we've got a few chart-toppers, haven't we? I've got the list in front of me now.
One or two.
Let's run through the list. Friday night, we've got a sort of a heavy soul night again, haven't we? We've got Sister Sledge's headlining this year.
The Sister Sledge,
the original band.
They are, and we're flying them over from the States especially for the festival.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Yeah,
staying in Brentwood.
They are staying in Brentwood, but I'm not allowed to say where.
Okay, or as long as it's not one of those caravans on the field, they're probably going to be happy with that. Okay. Sister Sledge, and they'll be headlining Friday night. We've got Alexander O'Neill is back again. And
yes.
Hopefully not bringing his own thunder and lightning this year.
Well, because his set was cut short by a few minutes because of the thunderstorm that passed through quite freakishly last year, we thought it'd be nice to bring him back for a repeat performance. The crowd loved him.
Yeah, funny enough, I was at another event on the Friday night at Old Brentwood's, about 2.5 miles away. We could hear him perfectly. Standing out on the balcony, we could hear him. We could hear the whole set perfectly. The sound just carried, and it sounded really good.
He gave a top-notch performance. Despite the weather, he was a true professional, and everybody loved him. So we thought we might as well get him back on the bill. I think Alex combined with Sister Sledge, this is going to be a great 80s rollback party.
I think people from that era are going to be in their element. They're going to love that. And you got Dillis back as well. Dillis came into us last year here in Phoenix, and she's doing another set. How would you describe Dillis?
Well, she's going to be putting together a really nice kind of Motown R&B set for us. She's going to be trying to do music that's definitely going to fit in with the theme of the evening. So we're looking at this as being a real party night. This is that chance for people to come out after work, let their hair down, and basically just relive their teenage years.
Yeah, it's singer-songwriter as well, a lot of original material. Really good performer. It's great. So that's Friday night. Friday isn't an all-day thing. It's just in the evening, isn't it?
That's right. We're going to open the doors a little bit earlier this year. We're going to open at 4 o'clock so that people can come straight after work if they like. And the main music will start about 6, 7 o'clock.
Okay. So Saturday and Sunday, of course, are all dayers. And we've got Billy Ocean headlining it.
I tell you, when you go back and you look at his greatest hits, you realize you know every single one of his songs. And not just know them, you can sing every single lyric to every single one of his songs. He was the backdrop of the 80s. And if you have seen any video footage of him from the last couple of years, man, he's still got it. He's good.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. He's going to be bringing the main stage to a close. And a couple of reality TV stars. For those people who don't watch Britain's Got Talent or The X Factor, tell us a little bit about who we got next. We got Rebecca Ferguson and Jack Pack.
Yeah, so Rebecca was the runner-up on The X Factor. She lost out to Matt Cardle. She is got fabulous vocals, and she's actually just released a new album that's got a lot of really soulful covers, like Billie Holiday type stuff. So we're really excited about the kind of energy that she's going to bring to the stage. And then we've got Jack Pack, who you could have seen on Tuesday night on Britain's Got Talent. So they were one of the finalists last year, and they got the chance to come back on stage this year and do a song off their new album. So there are four guys who do sort of a new swing. They do Frank Sinatra covers, Michael Bublé infused tunes. So definitely really appealing.
Fashion people still love that kind of easy listening thing, you know, the oldies as well as the newer versions,
and you can't get enough of that stuff.
It's always really popular, and it's a great thing for people just to sit down, have a beer and just sit there and enjoy it. So that should be good. Then we've got a number of more local bands, and we've got a couple of, I think it looks like one or two covers bands as well. The Earnshaws, they're a rock and roll covers band, aren't they?
Yeah, they were a crowd pleaser last year. We've had so many people say, please tell me the Earnshaws are coming back. So yeah, they're absolutely there, stage one, really excited. But you'll see a lot of other familiar names there. Phoenix performers like the Victories, Paola Morena, the Bracknell, Electric Child House.
Oh, they've all been in lots. Yeah. The Biff Bam Pow, do you know much about them? They've been kicking around for a few years, haven't they?
They have. They're a great covers band. They're going to get everybody up and dancing.
Yeah, and also on the Saturday, I'm going to mention Killer Tricks, because I have to admit, when I saw Killer Tricks on the lineup, they're a band from Colchester. They've been in on the studio as well. And when I saw them on the lineup, I thought, they don't quite fit in with a lot of the other bands. But they are fantastic. They're really good. They're very, they're kind of electro stroke punky. Lot of keyboards and guitars together. Striking blonde lead singer, who's a really nice person, and fantastic, fantastic live presence as well. A lot of energy. So well, that's a good.
You know,
choice.
We like to throw in a couple of curveballs. We like to think that the Brentwood Festival is as much a platform for up and coming artists as it is for us to bring in the headliners. So we listened really carefully. We allowed anybody and everybody to apply for a slot at the festival, and we listened to over 300 bands' audition tapes, and Killer Tricks, we felt, really stood out. Mm. And like you say, it's not kind of your typical kind of poppy cover tunes, but boy, they've really got something, so we felt they needed to get a bit of a spotlight.
No, I highly approve. They're a good band. Yeah, excellent. Moving over to the Sunday now as well, we've got, we already talked about the Human League and Pixie Lott. Of course, Human League will be closing, doing a full set, about an hour and a half, maybe?
About that, yep.
And I haven't seen the timings, just guessing. Hour and a half would be nice. I'd like that. That'd be great. Thank you, Human League.
Well, I hope it will be an hour and a half as well, because, again, watching their video footage, they just have the crowd in the palm of their hands from the start of their set to the finish. And they're playing all these hits that if you haven't listened to Human League for a while, you forget how many hits they had in the 80s. And again, a bit like Billy Ocean and Sister Sledge, they're just the backdrop. You hear them and you're instantly taken back to the 80s.
And of that era as well, we've got Jocelyn Brown, who a lot of people, again, people like Alexandra O'Neill's Sister Sledge, they're going to be delighted. I know Michelle was very excited when she heard that Jocelyn was, I think they used to know each other. They used to record at, Michelle used to work at a studio, Jocelyn used to record there. So you've probably heard that story from Michelle a couple of times already.
I have. But you can never hear it too many times. And Jocelyn's actually been recording some tunes with some very contemporary DJs. So she's really keeping up to date with all the music trends, and her vocals are still there. She's got it.
Yeah. Also, a lot of the, soul has been a recent feature of the last couple of Brentwood festivals. Another feature has been a lot of the ska bands that you've had in the past. You've got Ska and Mash this year. You've got the Kubricks are back as well, and they're always a big crowd pleaser as well. So you've got a bit of a nod to the audiences who've come before the blockbusters as well, really.
Absolutely. Now, we really have tried this year to put something for everyone on the lineup, and we think that every day you're going to hear something that's going to appeal to your musical taste.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, personally, I'm excited. Well, as always, I don't know one way or another, but I love Blondie, so it's always good to see a Blondie tribute. So I should be looking forward to that as well. But the headliner that I'm looking forward to, because I've never seen them before on the Sunday, is Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. Because everyone who knows a bit about British music in the 70s will know "Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile," famous number one. Everyone in the country knows that, if not the planet. But they've got a massive back catalogue of some got fantastic musicians as well. They've done some brilliant albums over the years, and you know, That's brilliant to get them. That's a really good job in booking them, I would have thought.
Oh, absolutely. It's been really interesting. When people book their tickets, we ask them, which bands are you coming to see? And he's one of the top performers.
Yeah.
He's got legions of fans, and they're all coming to see him at the Brentwood Festival. So we're really pleased that he is part of the lineup, because not only is he somebody who's clearly very talented, he's somebody that people really want to listen to.
Yeah, it's more than just the, I mean, it was a great pop song, but he was more than just a 70s pop performer. They're kind of a bit proggy. I'm not going to, hopefully not put any listeners off, because I love a bit of the old 70s prog, but they did have that. They were very clever music, very cleverly constructed.
Well, this is it. You know, it's nice to have somebody on stage who actually has, you know, real musical chops, who's been travelling the world now for 35 years doing these live performances. He is a consummate performer.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to a lot of that. I think a lot of our listeners have been reacting to this lineup as well, saying, oh, it's getting better this year, it's getting better. Forgetting that UB40 were there last year, of course, we were great. But
it's hard to top UB40, I must say. But we think that this year we've come up with a pretty cracking lineup.
That was the biggest ever crowd, I think, the day UB40 played. Would that be right?
That is absolutely correct.
Thousands. I don't know how many thousands, but there were a lot of people there.
There were a lot of people there, yes.
Close to capacity?
Close to capacity, and that was given the fact that the weather wasn't particularly nice either.
It wasn't too good, no. It was better than 2 years ago.
Well, yes, we won't talk about that. We're not going to jinx it this year. Thank you very much, Paul.
That's a good idea, yeah. Well, we do our best to control the weather, but we're not completely successful with that. A lot of other bands playing on the Sunday as well. We've mentioned some of them. Grounds for Divorce are playing. Rasheen O'Hagan, she's been in the station. She's great. Scarlet Echo, Voss Malone, Glenn Hodge Band, and more to be announced. So when are the announcements going to be made about the future bands?
We'll be putting them on the website within the next week.
Okay, so if people are still umming and ahhing, if they still haven't decided, then go back to the website and find out. And of course, it's also a great fundraiser. It's raised tens of thousands of pounds for charity over the years. So, do you know which charities are going to be supported this year so far?
Well, we're actually structuring it a little bit different this year. And so rather than fundraising for a particular charity, we're actually going to be creating our own charity fund to which groups can apply to get funding for their own projects.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so and that'll be sort of local projects, will it?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so hopefully we'll be able to carry the good news after the festival and come back and talk about where all the profits went and who they went to help.
That's
and
the plan.
How many lives they've affected. That's absolutely brilliant. So that's the Brentwood Festival. I mentioned everything except the date, which is the 17th to the 19th of July, and also tickets are from £25 a day, under 10s going free, of course. And for more information, one website, where can people go?
Brentwoodfestival.co.uk.
Brilliant. And of course, all over Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. There's no point giving out the addresses, because if you can't work out how to find people on those things, then you haven't got it. So that's great. Brentwoodfestival.co.uk. Laurie, thanks very much for coming in. We're looking forward to hearing more updates between now. We've got another about nearly 2 months, isn't it? It's not long now.
Not long to go now.
We'll try and get you in one more time, maybe, before it all happens, shall we?
Well, that would be great. Thanks, Paul.
Great. Okay, speak soon.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.